Jill's here with the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. The number of international banks and investment firms operating in Ireland continues to grow. That's according to a new report by the Federation of International Banks in Ireland and Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. 17 of the world's top 20 global banks are now located here. We're joined now by Gavin Pertle, Director of Regulation and Supervision at Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. You're very welcome.
Thanks very much, Jill.
Why are so many international banks located here when they aren't providing significant retail offerings to Irish customers?
Thanks very much, Jill. So firstly, just in terms of FIBI, the Federation of International Banks. So FIBI represents 30 international banks and investment firms in Ireland. We're seeing 17 of the top 20 global banks here in Ireland. In terms of their operations here, they're very significant in terms of employment, in terms of the contribution to the economy.
Okay, and just tell us, why are they based here then? Is it all to do with our corporate tax rate?
Is it all to do with our corporate tax rate? It is a factor, but in terms of really why they're here, it's accessing talent. It's the ability to get things done in terms of a very efficient workforce. A lot of the members come with a single kind of business line initially and kind of get their toe in the water. And as they progress, very successful businesses and grow them out. So it's really the ability to get things done is why they're here. A lot of them have been very successful in building out and are here for substantial periods of time. BNP Paribas will celebrate 40 years. This year, Citibank were 50 years back in 1995. So they're approaching 60 years. So very significant longevity.
Will the incoming changes to our corporate tax rate impact Ireland's attractiveness then for these companies?
Yeah, so in terms of our survey, we looked at what are the key considerations or concerns for banks here, and corporation tax wasn't one of them. I suppose the stability of corporation tax historically is seen as a very useful advantage. Some of the challenges is really in terms of the regulatory burden, ensuring that we have a level playing field here in Ireland in comparison to other jurisdictions.
Okay, a figure that might surprise people. Ireland is the sixth largest exporter of financial services in the world. How much is that worth to the Irish economy?
So in terms of our FIBI members, we have 14,200 members, employment in terms of the 30 members that we have. In terms of the salaries, 900 million of salaries in terms of from the international banking sector and the IFSC.
Okay, it was predicted that many of the banks would relocate operations based in London to Ireland post-Brexit. Have we seen that happen?
We certainly have seen that happen, and we continue to see it happen. In our report last year, we looked very closely at this, and over a five-year period, we saw an increase of jobs of 9,000 jobs, of which 3,000 could be allocated to Brexit. And also on the asset side, asset allocation, very significant reallocation of assets as banks transfer their assets here and also build their hubs, European hubs, out of here. So we saw the systemic banks increase their balance sheets from 300 billion to 500 billion, so a 200 billion transfer of assets across as a result of Brexit.
Okay, despite the choppy financial waters over the past year, the report suggests that most of these banks are planning to expand and hire more people.
Yeah, so 40% of our members in the survey recognise that it is very challenging in terms of business climate expectations. But 80% of our firms expect business activity to grow, and 65% of them expect to increase employment in 2023.
Okay, and just very briefly, was that research done before the recent events of SVB and Credit Suisse? And has that maybe spooked the banks a bit?
Yeah, so our research was on January 2023, and we do stay very close to our members. And in terms of that question, the Credit Suisse and SVB piece, will it impact the outlook? Not really. It will have an impact, but not a significant impact. In terms of really the ability to access talent, the ability to get things done is why members are here. And we continue to see that those expectations to be positive going forward.
Okay, Gavin Pertle, Director of Regulation and Supervision at Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. Thanks for joining us.